B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast. It's me and Roy Loren still sitting down away from a microphone in the corner
the
studio.
In her defense, we didn't know this was going to happen. All of a sudden, you started hitting the record button. And
we're trying to get out of here at 11 to go have lunch at Cowfish so we could get the hardest yard roll.
I know, but I feel like you've been very yelly for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you have been. It's 10:10. Do you think the podcast is going to take 50 minutes?
I know. I've been up for 5 hours and everything has annoyed me today.
Yeah.
But I thought we had a really fun show, and I know we say that a lot on the Rap Party Podcast if you listen to it daily. But today was actually pretty fun, thanks to you guys, the MRL Show audience, sharing some funny stories with us. Where should we start? I think we should start at 7 a.m. with a story that Roy told us about almost being like mugged at an ATM machine.
Yeah, so I got a I didn't want to get into it on the radio, but I'm also a real estate agent, and the person that runs my office, her name is Alfie.
You'll find your way to a home of your own.
And her name is Alfie, and listen, just like radio, real estate agents, they put their face on every freaking thing. I don't know why they do, but they do, and so it's not hard to find people in the real estate business. The same way, it's not hard to find people in the radio business, so... This person got Alfie's name and then texted me from a different number that wasn't Alfie's, and it pretty much said, hey, I'm in a meeting. I need your help. And I was like, okay, well, how can I help you? And he said, I need you to go get some Amazon cards and some, I think, iTunes cards, which in the real estate world isn't that uncommon because we buy clients gifts.
Closing little thank yous.
Little thank yous, vendor thank yous, office little, you reach a sales goal, they give you a little something. It's not that uncommon to pick up little oddball things like that. But it typically it isn't, my job. We have assistants in the office that do all that stuff. And so I felt like it was kind of weird for that question to be asked. And so I told the person in the text, I said, why don't you meet me at 601 East Trade? Because I knew something was up, and that's the police department. The person didn't pick up on, by the way, that the address is the police department. So they said, how about this? Why don't we meet at an ATM? Because I originally said I wasn't near a store to get the cards. They said, ATMs are everywhere. Why don't we meet at your closest ATM? I'll meet you there. And then I'll get
pushy.
The money. Yeah, very pushy. Yeah. I'll get the money, and then I'll go to the store later. And that's when I said, well, why don't you tell me where you are and I'll have a police officer come pick you up and we'll talk about fraud. And the scary part that I still think about, even now, is that this person had enough balls to even want to meet me at an ATM.
Yeah.
I was going to get robbed.
Yeah, because the end game is they have to be there to get your money.
Yeah, like that's what's going to happen. Ultimately, I was going to get robbed.
I'll tell you what was shocking to me, Loren. You know this too, because you look at the text messages that come into the studio, is how many people that have been part of the same scam that Roy has. And then somebody says that you got to be careful because if you respond, it makes it worse.
And I responded, so of course it's worse.
They say that's a way that they can hack into your phone and hack into your social media accounts.
Yeah, it's probably happening right now.
Somebody else called and said that they got an email that was like the same thing from their boss, and it wasn't their boss.
Yeah, seems to be like a thing that's going.
Someone said I got scammed out of $6,000. Crazy.
$6,000, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
This happened to my grandmother, the same exact thing, area code 828 says, and she sent the money. Scammer called and said it was her grandson and that he was in jail in Costa Rica and needed the bail. They knew his name was Drew, the scammers.
Oof, that freaks me out.
They asked her to wire the money from a grocery store, and she did.
Of course grandmas are going to come to your rescue.
Someone tried to scam me, but I ended up $1,200 because of it.
Did
I
you,
think.
You got to keep that?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
I think so. I kept it.
You were a reverse scam?
Yeah.
Joke's on them.
Because, for Venmo, if you Venmo the wrong person, you can request for it back. So I randomly woke up one morning. This was probably about 2 years ago. And I had $1,200 in my, Venmo balance. And some person that when you clicked on his profile, Because if I were to go to any one of y'all's Venmo profile, like, your Facebook friends would show up, like, at least someone that we have mutual friends with or people that have real names. This guy had, like, a bot as a picture, had zero friends, but you can see if they make their history public, you can see stuff. And it was it kept saying, like, paid this person and then charged this person for, like, multiple people.
Wow.
Well, so I, like, started Googling it and started asking questions. And apparently how that works is that when you Venmo request somebody, the money doesn't, like, immediately go out of their account. But then if that person also pays it, then they're up $2,400 instead of $1,200. So they get their $1,200 back. And I would pay them.
Damn.
Yeah.
And so,
I see what you mean. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I just let it sit, and I let it sit for like 6 months. He like said he never like wrote me. I like commented on one of his things and was like, you know, I'm not paying you, yada yada. Like, if you contact Venmo to get,
I'm sure they'll figure it out, right?
Yeah. And so never heard back. And then next thing I know, I was up. Still up $1,200 almost 8 months later, and his profile was gone.
Have you used it?
Yeah, I finally, like, about a year later, I transferred it over.
And why
good.
Not?
Good for you.
I mean, yeah, it's like money you never had anyway. So.
Yeah. So, thanks.
Roy spent some money that someone sent to him and gave somebody a $2 tip the other day.
Oh, yeah. I got, it wasn't $1,000, it was only $2 I got.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wanted you to be part of a survey, and they send you $2 to fill out the survey. And
but I was supposed to get more money if I send it back, but I don't know if I should submit the survey.
Yeah. It's a little too close to the vest. but the fact that so many people like Roy is being, and I believe Roy that what you got sent was a scam too in the mail also.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Really, they sent me cash.
Now I'm guessing everything.
Everybody's trying to hit you now, Roy.
Okay.
You're the target.
Clearly, because I am kind of gullible, but I ain't that gullible.
The other thing we talked about today that was awesome was we took confessions, but since Sharmac and Union are back in session, now everyone's back in school, we did specifically school confessions. How about the guy that called in and said that his twin brother took his ACT and his SAT for him and got a good score and got him into UCF? And is UCF a tough school to get into, Lorraine?
No,
University of Central Florida?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's like... I went to Piper High School in Fort Lauderdale, and it was like the school that everybody went to when they couldn't get into UCF.
Yeah.
I mean, FSU.
So I went to a school called St. Thomas Aquinas College. It was basically a high school. And I mean, it's fully accredited college, but it was called Stack. And the saying was if you can't hack it, stack it. And that's where
that's
I went.
Funny.
But we got some, again, we got a lot of funny phone calls that you should definitely check out on the Kiss 95.1 podcast for the morning show. You should listen to that first, then listen to this. But we got text messages, too, like area code 704 says, my dad claims to this day he wrote my science teacher a check 20 years ago so I could graduate. I don't think he's kidding.
Okay.
Here's someone who says, forgive me, Father, for I have a confession. The only reason I listen to the MRL Morning Show is Loren's beautiful voice. I've got a huge crush on her.
Okay.
Phew, glad I can confide and get that off my chest with an okay and a smiley face.
That's hilarious. I have a school confession.
Go ahead.
Well, it didn't happen at school, but it happened after school. My mom, like, worked, so, like, right after school, if I didn't have basketball practice or anything, I would just go home. And one day, I was, like, hanging with one of my friends, and the backyard lit on fire. Mm-hmm. Like, my whole entire backyard, and my trampoline and everything, like, to the point where, like, the firefighters had to be called. And... I told my parents that I was, had a candle outside eating Bojangles because I wanted it out there and that it fell But when in reality, I found out at school that my boyfriend cheated on me. So I lit his picture up with a match and it touched my hand and I screamed and threw it on the ground.
And then how does it quickly, but like what else caught fire?
Well, we had like that dead grass.
Oh, my God.
All lit up.
Did you run and get the garden hose?
Yes, got that while my friend's calling 911, like everything.
Oh, my gosh, you called 911 for that?
What? Yeah. Massive flame?
No, I mean, it was a mess. Like, my whole backyard was on fire.
You had to protect the house.
Yeah, and so, but to this day, I remember when we sold the house only like a couple of years ago before I moved here, I went with my dad, and we were walking around the backyard, and he told me that he thought that was a cover-up, that I was smoking.
Yeah, that smoking cigs.
Yeah, that I was experimenting with that. And I was like,
cool reputation.
Yeah, I was like, I actually wasn't. I was just mad at my boyfriend.
Start telling people that story. Yeah. I was smoking.
Yeah.
It's more likely that you were smoking than you would be dating a guy, if you ask me.
Well, this was my sophomore year of high school.
Okay. Still questioning what was going on in the world.
Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, so many funny calls, too, about class. Now, I remember I had a football coach for my history teacher. I went to private high school, Roy, and the teachers didn't need to have the same type of degrees in New Jersey for private high school. Like, all you needed was a bachelor. You didn't need to have, like, a specific science.
Kind of like charter schools.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So he's like, listen, here's how you're going to pass my grade. I like Jack Daniels. Bring me a ton of it, and you pass. So I told my dad. My dad brought Jack Daniels to school, and that was it. We ended up having a passing grade, the both of us. So anyway, the other thing we ended the show on with another funny topic, which was the wild animal that you found in your house.
It took a turn because people started talking about the wild animal in their house and then they killed them.
Yeah.
Which, what did you expect? If there's a wild animal in the house, of course it's going to end in murder.
But like a little bit behind the scenes here, Loren just walked in. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
All right. Nicole answers the phones, and she does what we call screening the phone call, where she talks to the callers before they hit the air. And a lot of times they'll say something to us that they didn't tell Nicole.
Well, no, hold on.
Or vice versa.
You completely set yourself up for that.
You did.
Because when you ask for phone calls on what animal they found in the house.
What wild animal.
Yes. And so when I tell, like, the way that I set them up is say, hey, they're going to say your name. I even say this is how they're going to say it. And go straight into your comment about what you found, which they did. And then you always have to go one question too far.
Yes.
Because if if a snake is in my house, that snake's going to be dead.
So yeah.
It was a baby possum. I'll come to your defense here for a second because I thought for sure they were just going to say, like, we called an exterminator or my husband put a bucket over it and we took it back outside.
Don't people want to know when, by the way, the whole phone call was that she found a baby possum in her bathtub and she said it was hissing at her and wasn't nice. Now, possums are mean by nature. And they can carry rabies. Now, all she said was that she freaked out. And I said to her, what did you do with it? Because people would want to know. Everybody driving.
Really?
Well, don't you think? Like, if we just hung up and let her go, people would be like, well, what the hell happened to the possum?
I think you would have had that question.
I think they know that they got rid of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a pet.
She didn't say she got rid of it.
Put a collar on it and sent it to obedience.
That's
school.
All she had to say was, we took care of it. We got rid of it. My dad came and got it. What did our friend from Statesville say?
She told you the truth. She killed it with a machete.
Chopped it up.
Yeah.
She said live on the air. Okay.
I will say, it's a bit much dramatic way to kill an animal.
Yeah, that's brutally honest.
But
it up
if you don't
want to
know, don't ask.
Okay.
Stop being curious.
And then we eventually had to say, like, please, if it ended in death,
don't tell us. And then the next phone call.
And then we lost three people on hold, hung up.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I want to tell the killing pool.
My gosh.
Yeah, I killed it with a dull nine.
Somebody sent us a text message of an enormous snake climbing down a tree.
Yeah.
But it's dead.
And I texted back, that's awesome. That thing's a rodent-eating machine. The person responded, yes, I had the tree cut down after that.
I don't blame them. That thing's like 10 feet long. It's like an anaconda.
It's awesome. It's not going to bother you.
What? Manny, look at that snake. If you strung that snake out, it's taller than I am.
That means it's eating a ton of rodents.
Pass.
Ain't no good snake, but a dead snake.
No, you guys are so wrong.
Amen.
I'd rather have a snake over a mouse in my house.
What?
I typically don't mind big black snakes, but that one I... I was referring to a penis.
I know you were.
Okay.
Somebody said they lived in South Lake Tahoe, California, which, by the way, is beautiful out that way. They said they had a bear in their garage. I just thought it was a raccoon. I opened the door to find a 400-pound brown bear.
You know, that's something up in Virginia we had all the time was bears in the backyard and trying to get into the house. And it'd be nothing for me to look out the window and on the porch was a bear hanging out.
Yeah.
And I even got arm's length away from one time just to see what it would do.
Did it eat your arm?
No, it didn't. No. It didn't eat my arm.
No,
it,
can we just unhatch that for a second? Because yeah. Do you really think looking back in hindsight that was a smart move?
It looked friendly. Okay. It didn't look angry. It was just trying to look for food. If anything, it was looking at me going, is this big boy going to give me something to eat?
You both were looking like, yeah.
Comes from the same guy who is actually smart enough not to meet somebody in an ATM. You surprised me, Roy.
Yeah. I hang out with bears.
I want to pet you.
And not just the gay ones.
Yeah. All right. That's a Rap Party podcast for today. Make sure if you're listening to us on Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. You listen tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Loren's mom is running from the hurricane. They just upped it to make it a... They say it's going to come on shore in Florida as a Category 2.
Yeah.
And she's coming, but she's bringing two unwanted guests.
Yeah, it might be three now.
Uh-oh. We'll discuss that at 7 a.m. And then we got War of the Roses at
7:50. I'm a little surprised that this whole thing lasted 15 minutes.
Well, a lot of it is Nicole yelling at us. Go back and listen to the Rap Party podcast.
Yeah, I think I phased out at one point during this conversation.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.